So we're holding Klal Zayin, the middle of Siv Zayin, on page Kuf Nun Aleph. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that even if this, that he's first of all, he's being miyashiv to us a contradiction. Why in one place the Chafetz Chaim said that if it's mehemen kibetrei, if somebody's trustworthy like two witnesses, then let's say you are trustworthy to your Rav, that he trusts you like two witnesses, then you're allowed to tell the Rav about what somebody did wrong, and the Rav is allowed to hate that person now. Wow. And yet, here he says that even if a person's mehemen kibetrei, it's asur for the person to, who hears it, to believe what was said. So how do we reconcile? So Rav Chaim said, the chilik is very different, simple. If the lashon hara that the person is telling his Rav is something which, if it's true, the person is taka arasha. In other words, he did an aveira, which everybody clearly knows is wrong. He committed a sin of adultery. In such a case, then, if it's true what's being said, then it's mutter to believe it, because you're supposed to act upon it, at least by distancing yourself from such a person. So then, if it's mehemen kebetrei, so we have the legal halachic degree of belief, and it's mutataka to believe it. You're allowed to, with this degree of belief, believe that this person is a wicked person and act accordingly. However, in a case with what the person, if the Talmud is telling his Rav, telling him that this person is not such a bright guy, so then that's an Iser of Lashon Hara, because there's nothing relevant. You don't have to know that. In other words, there's nothing you're going to act upon by saying that. And therefore, if you're saying Lashon Hara, then there's an Iser to accept Lashon Hara, and to be, as a result of accepting it, you're going to now look down at this person. So therefore, there's the Iser of being Makabel Lashon Hara in such a case. And then the Chafetz Chaim continues, and he says, and also, besides that, four lines from the bottom on page Kuf Nun Aleph, he says in the parentheses, Milvadz Iser Kabbalah, Oivra Lavda Lifni Iver Lisitin Milshel. And the person is going to be Oivra now the Iser of Lifni Iver by listening to what this person is saying, Lashon Hara. Im Kama Sein Vilavin Amvar, Kivan Shemesaper, Bavade Oivra Lisa Lashon Hara. The one who's telling this is Shuldi Oivra Lashon Hara, Kim Vur Cholapoiskim. The Lashon Hara Hu Afil Alemes. Even if it's the truth, it's the Iser of Lashon Hara. Vahu bishmiyasa, and if you listen to him, havi olis is it? The ilu lahay ratzel l'shmaya miitay, because if the guy would say, look, I don't want you to talk about this guy, lahay chaver ba'al chalisi, he wouldn't be coming to Nisa. V'chol shi'is kabel yosel l'fan of divya masaper, and the more that you listen and accept what the person is telling you, v'yia ahan of ma'isiv yia yosel garua lama kabel gamkein. Because the more that a person believes a Lashon Hara, and obviously the Aveira that the person said is greater, and the person who's receiving it is greater. And therefore, Shal Yodoy Bol Chaveiro L'Iser Godel Gozeh, that because of this, you're coming to such an Aveira. Then he says, V'afilu B'chkoin Ma'isa D'Tuvi Hanal. And even in the case of the story where a person said that I saw Tuvia committed an act of adultery, Eino mutal kabel stam, even in a case where it's mehemen kibetrei, Eino mutal kabel stam, rak bitstarf lezeh shnei pratim, shetzorf lizor behen binyan kabbalah. There's two conditions. First of all, dafkim sipaloi sheroa dovezeh ba'atzmoi. The only time that the Rav could accept what the Talmud is saying is only if he saw it by himself, the Talmud. Avlim shomad mipi acherim, ein lamasab bezeh shum yisrin klal. But if this guy only heard it from someone else, so then it doesn't help that the Rav has implicit trust in this Talmud. But the Talmud himself doesn't know it himself. He only knows it because somebody else said it. And secondly, afilim sipaloi shura ba'atzmai, even if the Talmud says, I saw it myself, ein muta rak lahaminoi ulaharchik es atzma mechevrosai, ad ashivod ashishab midaka rav. All you're allowed to do because of this, in other words, let's say now you have the information. You know the fact. Now, because it's Mehemet Kebetrei, and the person was not over in Isav Lashon Hara, so therefore you're allowed to believe that the person actually did this Aveira. But nevertheless, that only helps that you have a right now to stay away from this person. In your heart, you don't like him anymore. But you don't have a right to go and tell it to someone else, because you yourself, if you would see it, you don't have a right to tell anyone else about it, because you're only an individual, and you're an individual, and that person can't believe you, and if he can't believe you, so then you're doing something wrong by telling him. Surely you're not allowed to cause that person to have a loss of money, or to hit him. Now, even though you're allowed to believe it as far as you're concerned, but even if there's an Eid Echad, even two witnesses, unless they're made in Bezdin, then you can't act to be mafsid a person money. And therefore, the only time there would be the heter of Mehemet Kebetray is only if what the person is saying, according to what he's saying, is not a Lashon Hara, that the person saw it himself, and that the only thing you're going to do about it is that you're going to distance yourself from him. So that's the halacha of Mehemet Kebetray. If let's say the person who told you the Lashon Hara was Mesiach Lefi Tuma, means he wasn't going to tell you something negative and come, I got some great juice to tell you. But rather, he was just Mesiach Lefi Tuma, as he was talking about this terrible accident, he saw this and whatever, and it came out a certain information. Dina Hachi. Im Yesh B'inyin Azeh Afilu Hu Emes L'shafti L'tzad Aschus. If, let's say, you hear from the way that he's telling you a story, you now are implying something negative about this person, but you could be judging him l'kaf schus, so then that's one thing. In other words, you still have to judge him l'kaf schus. You have to judge him favorably. Or from the way this guy was telling over this story about, you know, this dumb guy. You know, the police were right there, and he still just went ahead, made the left turn, whatever, and did something wrong. So that also, what is it relevant? Just because if it's Shlila Samalis, you're not allowed to believe, because even if it's true, you're not allowed to believe Lashon Hara. Oh yeah, Mishap Protim Shviyan Ali Elsiv Zion. Or if he didn't see it himself, he heard others say it. So if he heard others say it, there's no mnemonis of Mesiach Lefitumo. Mesiach Lefitumo just says that what you're saying is true. But it's true that somebody else told it to you, but how do you know what that person said is true? So in other words, even if it would be Taka, something which is clearly an Avera, it wouldn't help for you to believe it. So then, surely you're not allowed to, in your mind, so to say, paskin, that this thing is true, and now I have less of a respect for this person. The Kolsh King shows Lismo Hazelil Hakakhlisabadov Zacheru. Now, as the Chavetz Chaim says, first of all, you have to know, even if there would be a Nemonis in Mesiach Lefitumo, it would only help if it's actually what the person did was a clear Avera. But the Chavetz Chaim himself holds that there's no Nemonis in Mesiach Lefitumo either. The degree of Nemonis, Mesiach Lefitumo, doesn't help for a Deraisa. It only helps for a Drabonan, or as we mentioned yesterday, for Eishes Ish, where there was this, the Gemara says, an additional Svara, that the woman would be Daiku Mintzva. She would be very careful, because if she gets married when her husband is still alive, then, you know, there are terrible repercussions to that. Therefore, in that case, the Chacham gave an Amonis to the Mesiach Lefitumo. However, in a regular case, you wouldn't have a Heter of Mesiach Lefitumo. So Chavetz Chaim says, first of all, the only thing that's relevant is only if it's an actual Aveira, which is a clear Aveira. And second of all, Lamaisa, the Chavetz Chaim says that I hold that there is no Heter of Mesiach Lefituma anyway. Chavetz Chaim in the bottom explains, even though he feels that he proves from a Gemara that there is no Nemanis of Mesiach Lefituma. So he says, but maybe there'll be somebody who'll be stubborn and argue with me and say that there is a heter, Mesiach Lefitumo, to believe. But that's why I'm explaining that even that heter, even according to him, would only be if it's something that's relevant to something which is truly a gnai, something which is truly bad, that the person did something wrong. But if it's just a question about whether he's bright or it's something that you could be danim l'kafschus, then no one is going to hold that you're allowed to believe it by Mesiach Lefitumo.